Brad Carroll is practicing his shucking skills with other contestants 2 hours before the final shuck-off. He's cracking open hundreds of oysters to feed the thousands of hungry people crowding into the Southern Maryland Festival.
Of course, some of them are a little bit harder than the others, that's for sure.
It's not easy work, but Brad and his fellow shuckers can crack open most oysters with speed and a certain grace. It's amazing how many different ways there are to open up these tough-shelled creatures.
A lot of people from up here in the north, they actually shuck it from the lip of the oyster, but I do it from the butt end of it. It's hand shucking is what some of these guys have called it. And then a lot of times you might hear me doing that right there. That's me banging my knife. What that does is that cleans all the debris off my oyster knife.
Keeping his knife clean might be the thing that wins Brad this competition. To win, you don't just have to be the first to shuck all your oysters. You have to be the fastest shucker of quality oysters. Shuckers need to watch out for dirt, pieces of shell, sliced oyster flesh, or anything that might make someone balk at paying God knows what price in a fancy restaurant to eat them. Flaws mean penalty points.
No mud, no blood, and that being your own blood, yeah. Because I have seen that before, too.
That's Robert Daffin, a competitor from Florida. He's one of the old hands who encouraged Brad to compete here today.
It's the first time Brad, like I said, has been up here, and he's placed in the top six. He's beaten me, and I've been doing it for 30 years. So, and then we're just rooting for him to take in the top three this time.
Making it this far is an achievement in itself. The stakes are high. Whoever wins here today goes on to compete in the International Oyster Festival in Galway, Ireland, for the world title. William Robert Young Jr., known as Chopper, is the current title holder. While the other contestants are busy practicing, Chopper is enjoying a quiet moment out by the amateur shucking stage. He's feeling pretty confident being back on his home turf.
Very relaxed. It's great. Usually there's a lot of stress, you know, and get all uptight and worry about, you know, winning. But today, I'm already at the top, so what I do today is just another good day.
Chopper is right to feel confident. He won this competition last year. The crowd is also excited that Chopper's back, and they're eager for him to get on stage.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
The men dive in and begin shucking their hearts out. They're methodical, determined, hands twisting, knives glittering, sweat pouring from their faces. They're shucking faster than I could ever hope to without slicing my hand open, slamming the empty shells on the ground with one hand while the other is already reaching for the next oyster. Brad is going strong just to the left of Chopper, who, unlike the other contestants, is dancing and laughing with the music, tossing empty shells out to the audience. The crowd goes wild as Chopper wins the second year in a row with a whopping 1 minute 42 seconds and no penalties. Obviously, Brad wished he'd done better. He blames his defeat, in part, on intimidation, with the world champion shucking and singing beside him.
Well, you know, he's right next to me, so I can see him out of the corner of my eye. He finished at least 10 or 15 seconds, probably faster than me. And I'm not going to lie, whenever when he finished up, I got a little shaky, and then I was like, that son of a gun.
But it's all in good fun. By the end of the day, all the contestants were smiling and slapping each other on the back, taking photos together, laughing over their scores. Despite the fierce competition, what really unites these people from across the country is their love of the craft and of each other. Though defeated yesterday, Robert is happy to be here with his fellow shuckers.
It's really just like a big family reunion for all of us because we all know each other from other competitions. And we get together, have a good time, and share a few jokes and make fun of each other. So.
For NPR's Intern Edition, I'm Ben Platt.